Blog Talk Radio.
you're trying to get back to our program. Do we have anybody on the line that's hearing anything? Can you just signal to us that you're hearing something? Getting somewhere and trying to get to the bottom of our program. We were trying to talk. We were trying to get some responses that we were being heard. The discussion today was on funding. And in Pennsylvania, there's been millions of dollars appropriated to our state, which were supposed to help women veterans who are homeless and in other unfortunate situations. However, we still have many women who are having tremendous problems. And all of them are so similar. I know many women veterans who have just had unfortunate situations with their cars, their jobs. All that has resulted in them being homeless or in some trouble situation. My question is this. Most women veterans who were discharged before 911 had what they call a Chapter 30 or a GI Bill, which is part of the initial contract when most enter to the military, and when they're discharged early, they are positioned to utilize these various benefits. However, the reported numbers of homelessness has stimulated so many homeless-specific dollars that many dollars for these type of women, veterans, have been given to Pennsylvania State. And disproportionately, the same organizations that have received this money are not servicing the women veterans to bring them to any level of wholeness. Now, my problem is this. Last year, there were several $100,000 grants when I was actually at the table and in line, I thought, to receive these grants. Now, but mind you, they're suggesting that you have to be a 501c3, which is not the case in a federal grant. Any federal officer can appropriate dollars to a program, and they do not have to be a 501c3. So I have been denied grants and funding for the years that I have been advocating due to the misrepresentation or the misinformation on this on grant by grant issuing agencies, whether it's the federal government or some other grant. Now, what I have been seeing is that the work that I have been doing is being utilized by others to gain grants. I was told by Congressman Fattah to stop doing the work. But you can't stop doing the work. I am a woman veteran, and they fail to realize that I am fighting for my own survival here. And there are so many women in this process that we need to get them the help that they need as well. Women veterans have dignity. They have pride. They have worked, and they have earned certain benefits that they have been denied in the state of Pennsylvania, while there are millions of dollars are being given to program facilitators to manipulate women veterans through the VA network to get them into their various programs, which keeps them in that status of being homeless and never having any ability to sustain themselves. Now, my opinion is this. To me, it's extremely disturbing. It is extremely disturbing to see much of these activities. And I need to know what should we do about it. We've had this discussion with women veterans across the country, and as much as they need to get more support, they're persevering. And we're talking today with with an organization in Texas, Houston, that has worked with women in businesses. Women in business, too, there were $7 million in the state of Pennsylvania through the ARRA funds. That was the American Recovery and Investment Act that were appropriated by President Obama to stimulate the economy. And some of those dollars that were appropriated to Pennsylvania were for the veterans community. However, the 12 organizations that received this grant and were supposed to go into small businesses, these businesses had over $10 million in revenues, and they restricted other organizations by not even informing them of this process or the knowledge about this program. Initially, a small business, according to the Small Business Administration, was $400,000 in revenues, but even that's a very generous amount of dollars when you're talking about small business under the economy that we've been dealing with during this recession over the last few years, as the economy spiraled downward. So in order to stimulate, you would think that this money should have gone to some of these other smaller organizations. But the idea in my conversations at the table at the Governor's Advisory Commission was that when these larger entities received the grant, they were supposed to contract out, subcontract, and provide small partnerships through the smaller organizations. But the certification process, particularly through the Department of Transportation, was so tedious and so scrutinized by the politicians who would otherwise be giving out these grants to earmarks, were still so controlled that many smaller organizations never received or even were ever aware that the money ever existed. So now where is the money? Where are the subcontracts? Why isn't there any reports on any recovery or Why isn't there any data or surveys on what women or men have benefited from this AAR that was in the state of Pennsylvania? We will continue to ask those questions, and we will continue to seek answers as to why we cannot get a response from any individual on this matter. We need to know where that money is, because we need to understand, in all fairness, veterans will continue to suffer, veterans will continue to have problems if the money is not used for the purposes that it were intended, which were to help those veterans, because veterans have pride, and I will continue to push that issue. And veterans have the right to use their benefits, particularly in where money has been appropriated for them. So what many organizations have done, they have used veterans to align themselves to include and to revise and amend their mission statements and their articles to swoop up all of those dollars, never with the intention of helping those veterans. And it's really a sad story in the state of Pennsylvania. And we are going to continue to talk about the role of our legislators in all of that, because they are part of the problems when they give money to non-veterans, or when they have used their friends or their networks to manipulate this whole process. We want to be included in that process as veterans. We are veterans who have the ability to run our own business. Many women veterans are trying and they're struggling, and they need to have that opportunity provided to them by the federal government. They need to have it realized here in the state of Pennsylvania. So we're going to continue to talk about this issue in a very serious way, because I think it is very important. I don't think there's anything that that's appropriate to the veterans community that's directed towards them that they should not receive. They deserve every opportunity, and we are going to continue to fight, because those who are receiving those money live not only not in our area, they have no stake in our community, Philadelphia County, where they have received those funds. They associate themselves with various nonprofits, and they take the money, and the women veterans never, ever realize it. And we want to make sure that the world knows, our listeners knows across the country, so that we can begin to share those networks where these similar activities are happening, because the process is so flawed that these individuals are never, ever can expect to receive the funding that they have been appropriated to receive. So we're going to continue to talk about it. I think that may be some improvement in our communication now. So we're just going to take a small break right now to update our listeners on Facebook and Twitter, and let them know that I think we're now having some sound, and we'll be right back with you in a minute. Thank you so much. How do I fail? I'm not so bad. Say, what's the money? We're talking now? I'm talking now? Thank you. Hello, we are here talking to you once again when we're there and speak. This is Kathy Sanchez talking to you from our internet radio program, Women Veterans Speak. Today is Monday, and it seems like we are communicating, and we would like to invite you to join us again, because this program, which is totally confusing today, we're going to revisit this program again on tomorrow, on our next program, because it was intended to talk about the funding. And our first half an hour was not very successful. We did have quite a bit of, problems getting our listeners in on our dialogue, and we had had several callers that did not understand at the time what exactly was going on. But we just have 15 minutes left, and we just want to just end our program with this in mind. We will find out why there is a push to continue to hold the women veterans in the status of homelessness, incarceration, in all these unfortunate situations when the dignity of the veteran is being compromised through our Philadelphia veterans facilities, where our names have been added to so many lists and they're being shared amongst these program facilitators that are outside the VA. The Philadelphia VA has no oversight. They have no leadership for several years, and they're being manipulated and controlled through the influence of the administrators at the University of Pennsylvania. They have received millions in reconstruction dollars. They have changed totally the Philadelphia VA to look like a hospital as opposed to, well, it is a hospital, but there's something else going on there. They've commercialized it with a Starbucks at our VA hospital, selling cakes and donuts to people. But the increase in diabetes, they had this attraction right at the door. We think it is a disgrace. We will continue to talk about some of these local activities on our next program, and we will seek to find some answers as we communicate with Washington. Why are we not being respected? Why are we not giving what we deserve in the state of Pennsylvania? Why are they manipulating organizations and giving the same organizations millions and millions of dollars, who have no stake in our city, who do not live in our city? They come into our city and manipulate at the suffering of women veterans and the veterans community, and they leave our city with no connection to us. And our suffering continues, and it has continued with these same people in charge. And we're going to continue to talk about that over the next few weeks, because I think it's important. We've been silent because we were silent because we thought that there was a Trump coming. We were silent because we thought we'd been recognized in a very valuable way as being a valid organization, the National Alliance of Women Veterans, being one of the suffering organizations who are putting our efforts out there, and our resources are being taken by these organizations and used to gain funding that we never benefit from. I qualify. I am an honorably discharged Gulf War veteran who qualifies for benefits that I have been denied for years. My education benefits into my Chapter 30 program. I very seldom talk about my own issues, but it is frustrating me that this program began in an effort to talk about what was real. Where is the manifestation of any successes in the millions of dollars that have come into this state to help veterans? Where is that money, and who has it, and why are we still at such a disadvantage? I am living in a house because they continue to take my property. They have harassed me. I'll fatten my tires, continue to cause me all kinds of financial hardships with car repairs and vandalizing my cars, my properties over the years. And now I am finally fed up with the fact that I know it has been these elected officials who have felt some intimidation by the fact that I am fighting, and I will continue to fight for my rights. I have survived all that manipulation, all the drugging at the VA hospital where my life was being compromised and my health conditions, but I am now set free from all of that stuff, and that my eyes have been opened to it, and I will speak on it. I will speak out about it. I will continue to address this issue and advocate for justice for women veterans and our health care and our rights be restored to us. Here in the state of Pennsylvania, we are not military. We are civilians who have transitioned back to our home on record, and we have rights as United States citizens in this country, having served our country, put in harm's way, sacrificed our lives, many of them, and the families have rights as well to the benefits that their soldiers and their military members who serve in the armed forces, they have rights to certain benefits. Their children have rights. And they need to be realized in the state of Pennsylvania. And we are going to continue to fight for the rights of those veterans, because I am frustrated this morning, having learned what I learned on yesterday, a young female soldier, cadet, having been deployed seven times to Iraq, just trying to accomplish her goal of being a pilot in the United States military, that she would have to be deployed to Iraq seven times. It is inconceivable that there is no oversight, there is no recourse to the justice that needs to be in place when we are dealing with these inhumane conditions right here in the state of Pennsylvania, where we have a 20-year tenured congressperson in place that could speak on our behalf, who denies us for giving millions of dollars to his friends who desired to manipulate women veterans, and at their suffering have used him to gain these dollars in position here in the state of Pennsylvania, and nobody is getting help. We resent it. We will speak out about it. Congressman Fattah, you are in jeopardy of having some very strong opposition this term from someone from our veterans community, and we are going to continue to talk about what you have not done for us. And it doesn't matter how many websites that you put up, how many newsletters you set up, because we know the troops, we know the veterans who are suffering, who are not getting to those places where you have given millions in funds. And we know that there was a $10 million earmark to your private foundation, American Cities Foundation, who is run by your friend, and we will not tolerate our taxpayer dollars being manipulated and not given to those organizations that are doing a lot of help in this town. There is too much suffering in the state of Pennsylvania for you to be celebrating a 20-year reign having done nothing with your constituency in the 2nd Congressional District. So we will continue to reach out and fight for our rights, and you can expect that you will be at the brunt of most of it, having been a 20-year tenured congressperson in the 2nd Congressional District in the state of Pennsylvania, who have done nothing on our behalf. There is no oversight for the veterans, and they are suffering and are dying. They are dying, and it is a disgrace. So we're going to end our program on a little milder note here, but it frustrated me that I got onto this program today, and my program for the first 7 hours was blocked. There was no one able to hear our program, and we were very much trying to share our network, having received information about women in Houston who are trying to do business, and there were millions of dollars appropriated to the veterans community through the stimulus dollars, through the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act in the state of Pennsylvania, through no nonprofit or small business in the veterans community that I am aware received it from the 12 recipients that received those grants. They were all $10 million in revenues annually and above that received those grants, and they have not partnered with any organization that I am aware, and it is a disgrace. The state of Pennsylvania, you can expect that you will be hearing from the National Alliance of Women Veterans on this issue, and we will continue to talk about it, and we're going to seek those other veterans organizations in this state that are run by veterans who are being denied the support that they have earned and that they deserve. So we ask that you just join back with us on next Monday. We will continue in our discussion, and we will also be seeking to talk to some of those other organizations across the country who in their states are being denied those same opportunities. So we are just thankful that you continue to listen to us, and our event on yesterday at the Black History Showcase, it was a wonderful event, and we are pleased that we had several guests to talk, and we will be editing that for upload in the near future at our website at www.nawvphilly.com. Please continue to follow us. We are doing the best work. We're traveling. We're getting at the table in Washington where these issues are being discussed. We're bringing back the most accurate information that is being shared by our Secretary of Veterans Affairs, General Eric Shinseki, who is trying his very best in dealing with some of the misrepresentation of information. And we know that because when we watch television, as many of the African Americans who are being disadvantaged and the women of color
When you watch television and they're highlighting them, you don't see any of them. So we want to make sure that there's an accuracy in all of the diversity of women who represent our armed forces are represented in receiving the recognition that they also too deserve. And this has nothing to do with race. It only has to do with access and accessibility. And what happens is when women are disenfranchised and unfortunately in economically disadvantaged areas, they do not get access. So access is what we are talking about. It has nothing to do with color or ethnicity, only in that disproportionately we find that the socioeconomic disadvantages occur in minorities and women of color. And we want to allow them the access so they can get in and fight for their rights because they're deserving and they're qualified, but they do not have access to the information. And we want to bridge that gap to some of these discussions, and they can get equal opportunities as they are given. We will say that Secretary of Labor, Hollis, he did provide a Latino Women Veterans Forum. And that being said, we would like, if there is an opportunity, there needs to be other diversities that are being called into the table, because it was a disservice to have a Latino base, because that's not the way we look at the military. There is no Latino military. There is no African-American military. When you're in the front line, when you're in combat, there is one military, one element, one unit. There are not distinct amongst the races. And we can't afford to have our civilian leadership dissect us by race, because it causes a confusion. And it causes division and discord that would not necessarily be, had it not been specifically characterized by that, by our leadership here. So we are going to continue to push forward to get some of the inclusiveness in our dialogue for all ethnicities that we represent amongst the ranks. We will not have no Latino or any specific genre represented. And the Indians who have been given some preference in receiving many opportunities has gone without much opposition, but we have to fight for an equal an opportunity, equal opportunity amongst the ranks. That is what we're seeking, and we will continue to fight for that in terms of funding opportunities and other resources that are being made available through advocacy, because one has access. We are seeking access right now. So we thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to you joining us next week, Monday, 12 o'clock. Today is Monday here in Philadelphia. April the 25th, we're looking forward to May 12th, a Women Veterans Pray at the Philadelphia VA Hospital, where we'll be in the chapel recognizing some very important religious leaders, our spiritual leadership that we have for us at the Philadelphia VA. And we will continue to push into the VA to gain access. And that is the term that we are going to be using, having access to the information, because I believe that it's there, it exists, the funding is there, and it exists, but we do not have access to it. So we thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you on Monday next week, 12 noon. Please stay tuned. Visit our website, www.nawbphilly.com, to hear our archived programs, and we will be posting again our edited Black History Showcase program from yesterday, which was wonderful, with the Triple Niggas enactors, the Civil War enactors, and the Tuskegee Airmen, who were also present there in our military room at the Black History Showcase, Philadelphia Convention Center. And we look forward to seeing you next week. Please have a great week. Thank you.